Eileen O'Connor is an attorney with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. She says the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA, provides funding for places like Jackson County to set up satellite voting offices in towns like Wanblee. O'Connor says access to the polls should be equal for everyone.
We're making it so much easier for the white citizens of Jackson County to take advantage of early voting and of in-person registration than for Native Americans is, as we said in the complaint, a violation of the Voting Rights Act.
According to the most recent U.S. Census data, Native American people now slightly outnumber non-natives in Jackson County. O.J. Siemens with the voting rights group Four Directions helped bring the lawsuit. Siemens says this issue isn't just about equal access, it's about getting equal representation of Lakota people in elected offices.
Getting more Native Americans into the local, county, state, and federal elections. And in order to do this, we need to show them that they have equal access to the ballot box, therefore ensuring that if they want to run, they're going to have people vote for them.
The South Dakota Secretary of State, Jason Gant, has not commented on this litigation specifically. However, Gant points out that early voting is still open to everyone through the mail. He says this issue is not about race or denying anyone the right to vote. Gant says there is ambiguity from the federal government about the proper use of HAVA funds for a voting office of this type.
We do not know 100% from the federal government whether or not those funds are allowed for this activity. So that's why in the HAVA state plan, should the federal government determine it's not an allowable expense, the county would have to pay back that money.
Voting rights advocates with the group Four Directions disagree. They point out that South Dakota revised its own Help America Vote Act plan to specify that Jackson County could use HAVA funds to establish a satellite office. Jackson County Auditor Vicki Wilson refused to comment for this story. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.